Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
I don't know if I would quit, but I doubt it.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in Black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first Black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this Black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Waiting for the time to pass you by. Hope the winds of change will change your mind. I could give a thousand reasons why, and I know you, and you got to make it on your own, but we don't have to grow up, we can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that all you have to do is stay a minute, just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second.
You know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough and you get who you are, man, what a life.
Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins, so 21 skills that will pay you forever. All right, let's roll right along. Nicole Marie, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, first off, I want to review the skills that we have so far. Number one, the ability to sell and negotiate. Number two, ability to convey what you think and feel. Three, ability to break a process down into smaller steps. Four, ability to set up, listen, and learn from others. Number five, ability to adapt, improvise, and overcome obstacles. Six, ability to read, understand, and memorize. And then number seven, the ability to walk away. Mm-hmm. Now, we are moving on to number eight, which is the ability to manage time effectively. And this is so very, very critical. We have 24 hours in a day, and you have to be able to organize the things that you have to do to be able to get them done effectively throughout the day. So, for me, I can't spend too much time on one thing because I usually have so many things to accomplish in a day. So, for me, I make a to-do list for the day. The small things that don't take me a whole lot of time, I list them first. And then the things that are going to take me a longer amount of time, they're further down the list. So making a list helps me accomplish things going through my day from day to day. And then also having a calendar to be able to keep up with things that I have to do day by day in the future so I know what my days are going to entail. So, Michael, what do you think about that, managing your time effectively?
Oh, Nicole Marie, that definitely works for me. That's one of the skills that I constantly work on because that's one of the areas that I have some deficiencies in. I get things done, but sometimes I spend too much time on certain things or on the phone or sometimes it's just little things that happens to me. And then I'm wondering, well, where did the time go? And when I go back and analyze it, that's what the problem was. I may have spent too much time on the phone with a person as far as, you know, me and the claims process where I could have spent less time talking to them and just told them, do this, this, and this. Sometimes I get into an interview-type mode, and before I know it, it may lead to other things that I didn't necessarily have to talk to them. Or when I do sit down with them, sometimes I kind of go off the beaten path. But I am in agreement with you, especially with the calendar. And that's one of the devices that I use because it just tells me what I'm supposed to be doing on any given day. I'm just at the point in life where I'm not trying to remember what am I supposed to do. When I don't remember, I go to my calendar. And the calendar tells me at this time you're supposed to be at that place. Or it's on my phone. You know, thank God with this modern technology, you can look things up on your phone if you got the proper app. And that's another way I can remember what I'm supposed to be doing. Sounds like a plan to me. What about you, Carrie Hines?
Well, as you guys were just talking and kind of going through some of the steps that you take in terms of managing your time, and yes, I'm one of those. I'm right there along with each of you. I kind of roll the same way with calendars and notepads and reminders and all of that. But I have to say, I listened to both of you, and I think it's something that you do have to work on. And I'm in there raising my hand right alongside you. Michael, I think you mentioned that, where you have to really work at managing your time. And it's something that we can always strive to do better. And it's really critical because it can determine whether or not you'll be as successful as you wish to be. I have to have notepads and boards, as you guys know. But I believe that I can manage my time more effectively. And it's something that I strive to do, whether it's working out and getting up there 4 in the morning or pushing it till 8 or going to bed early even or earlier, and also having days that you work on specific tasks. So, I'm a big fan of that, and I appreciate that, and that is having the ability to manage time effectively. So that's number 8. Great job, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie. So what's next on our list?
Next would be the ability to stay positive and optimistic. And for me, this is key because no matter what it is that you're doing, if you stay positive and stay optimistic about the task, about work, whatever the issue is, then this is key. Because that's going to help you get through it. You can cause yourself a whole lot of heartache and pain just by staying positive. If you don't, it's going to seem like, oh, my goodness, how in the world am I ever going to make it through this? You know, if you're dwelling on, you know, a problem or an issue that's not so pleasant, if you deal with it in a positive way, is it going to go away? No, but it's going to help you deal with it more effectively if you are positive and optimistic. And guess what? Those people that are around you are going to gravitate more to you than when you're positive and optimistic. Because I sure know I don't want to be anybody around anyone that is negative. That brings you down. You don't want to be positive and upbeat and optimistic about whatever it is that's going on. So what do you think about that, Michael?
Oh, I am in your corner on that one because we're all going to have our days. And it's often said these things are going to happen because we're human beings. We're not AI. We're not robots. So it's going to happen. You're going to have those days where you have to pull it out of your gut to be positive. That's just the way it is. And you're going to be more successful. You can always see the positive in something that has happened, either to you, to somebody else, the circumstances that you're in. If you search hard enough, you can always see something positive out of it. Maybe you had a business dealing or something and it didn't come out the way you thought it was going to come out. Sometimes this is the way it was supposed to come out. Maybe you weren't supposed to be in partnership with an organization or a person, or maybe you weren't supposed to buy that piece of equipment for your business. And no matter how hard you tried to partner with that person, buy something, do something, it wasn't meant for you to do that. And that's the way I look at things. That is just, that's just the way it is. But you got to be positive, because how are you going to attract other people if you're like negative Nancy or negative Ned? You're not going to be able to attract people. Or if you do attract people, you're just going to attract those type of people, and everything that comes out of their mouths is going to be negative. And it puts a cloud. That's what I equate it to. It's just like this big dark cloud that will be around you. And the only thing that happens when it's a dark, ugly cloud is a storm. The last time I checked, the thunder, the lightning, the wind, and all that. And I don't want that. I don't. What about you, Carrie? What's your thoughts on this?
Well, it says here, ability to stay positive and optimistic. And that is something that is not just a knack. And it's an ability to have that. If you are, most of us have already identified whether we're a glass half full or a glass half empty kind of person. And so we already know if we don't have that ability to stay positive. And it's something that we should each and, you know, aspire to do. We should always try to focus on the positive. It's not that easy, though, sometimes. But, yeah, to stay positive and optimistic, you know, some of us, I feel like I don't have any other choice but to do just that, especially as an entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, it's important, if you do not remain or stay positive or optimistic, your business is not going to flourish. It's really bad.
Pretty much.
Wow. So
pretty much.
That's how I look at it. So if you wish to have a productive business, if you wish to be productive in life, you want to take this to heart. So yes, staying positive and optimistic is key. So that's why I say great job, number 9, ability to stay positive and optimistic. Nicole Marie, back to you.
Thank you. And moving on to number 10, the ability to make decisions based on facts, not based on emotions. Now, this is very, very important also, because sometimes when we don't always have a cool head, or, you know, we feel so passionate about something and we let our emotions jump in, we don't always make the best decisions. So we have to stop, have to focus, calm down, and then look at whatever decision it is in a rational way and not based on emotion. I mean, we may have to wait just a time period, like during that specific day, or we may even have to wait till the next day to really just get our minds rational and where it needs to be to make the best decisions that we can make. How do you feel about that, Michael?
Oh, you have just, that one, emotional, And that's what people do a lot of times. They react emotionally to a lot of things instead of rationally. I run into that all the time, especially as an accredited claims agent, helping people with their compensation And a lot of the veterans, they get emotional when they get denied compensation. And they just get emotional. And I understand we're all human and all that good stuff. I try to instill in them, I try my very best to instill in them to look at this in your decision letters. Read them carefully. Don't just read it once, see that you got denied, and then all of a sudden you get emotional and you don't think it's fair and all this good stuff. Read. That's what I've learned to do. And I'm still human, and I get emotional about things, but then I learn to calm myself down, and I learn to go back and look at things logically and rationally. So I look at it logically and rationally, then I can figure it out. And I can figure out what is the best thing to do. What's the best thing, the easiest thing? I'm always, how do I solve this problem? What do I have to do to solve the problem? I might even write down A, B, C, and D. Which one is the best way to solve this problem? Or I'll sit by myself for a little while, and I'll just think. I'll go somewhere quiet, not a lot of noise, and I'll just think. And 9 times out of 10, I'll come up with the answer. I don't have to be emotional about it, logically about it. It works for me. I know, Carrie, I know you got some great thoughts on this one. So I'm going to pass it over to you.
Well, I mean, you know, it's pretty straightforward, the ability to make decisions that are based in fact and not on emotions, not what we would like it to be, but what are essentially at the core, and those are the facts. And I have to say, I think especially in our community, we tend to react, be overreactionary. We tend to focus on how we feel, and that kind of guides us. However erroneous it may be, it can guide us, you know, and because we're very passionate about things. And as an entrepreneur, you know, I'm very passionate about sharing my thoughts and ideas. But I got to remember sometimes, as this says, you have to really have decisions that are grounded in fact, not on our emotional state of mind. So great. Number 10, I love that. Ability to make decisions based on facts, not based on emotions. Nicole Marie, what's next on the list?
Number 11 is the ability to speak in front of a large audience. And this has been life-changing for me because I used to be so shy and did not want to speak in front of people, whether it was
Nicole Marie.
And especially a large group. I certainly didn't want to speak in front of a large group. I've grown as I have matured and actually stepped out and put myself in those positions. I've gotten so much better at it. Now, I don't mind at all getting in front and speaking in front of a large group.
Oh, we know that. No, we got to fight and so for the mic here on the show.
I love it now. But there was a time when I didn't want to come out of that shell and actually step out and take a chance and actually do that. So this is very, very important. So it's been life-changing for me because I love it. I love it now. But, Michael, how do you feel about that?
Oh, wow. Speaking in front of people, yeah, that's been one of those things that pretty much my whole life is it's evolved around things like that ever since I've been a little kid. I was always that little kid that had to do things like that, and it never really bothered me. I just felt like, oh, that's what I was supposed to do. Oh, okay, what I got to do? And if it was a group of people or it was a one-on-one where I was directing somebody as to what to do and where to, I would talk to kids' parents. They move into the neighborhood. I wind up being the spokesmodel for the group, telling them about the school and the teachers and how it, and I'd be 8, 9, 10, 11 years old doing this. So I've kind of grown into doing this. And even if I try not to, if I'm in a classroom setting and some of the skill sets that I have, even if I try not to speak in the class, and sometimes I have to fight myself not to speak, especially if the instructor is on a topic that I'm well-versed in. And I try not to, I say, no, I'm not going to say anything. I'll just sit here. And all of a sudden that little voice says, no, you can't just sit here. No, he said something that you may not agree with, but you have something else to enhance it because you can look around and you see the students aren't comprehending. So I suggest you say something. And the next thing you know, I'm in the classroom as if I'm teaching the class. And I've had sometimes some of the instructors, especially in the realm that I was in, I've had them come to me and say, well, you know, people think you're teaching the class. No, I'm not teaching the class. That's what I usually tell them. I'm not teaching the class. It's just something that I know. I just happen to notice that the students aren't comprehending what you're saying. I just learn sometimes kind of chill. But, Carrie, can't wait to hear your response to this one, Carrie. I'm turning this over to you, and I'm just sitting here with my mic wide open and my ears wide open.
Well, you know, talking about the ability to communicate in front of a large audience, you know, for anyone that can be unnerving early on, but like you, I have a lot of experience that started as a child of talking in front of persons, groups, big and small. And so I remember all of that and how I felt and was never really bothered by it so much. It's just been something of a knack and something I have excelled at. The ability to be articulate, to get your thoughts across to others, to be methodical and how you communicate. I take communication very seriously. I study communication, and it's been something that has, that the radio, being on radio and production and all of that, has just allowed those skills to become strengthened. And so, I don't have any problem speaking in front of an audience of millions that we do every day and putting the good out into the world through our ability to communicate. And so can we do that? Yes. Do we speak in front of large audiences? You betcha, on a global scale. And so I think it's important, and as an entrepreneur, is something that should be exactly where it is at number 11 on the list, having that ability to speak in front of large audiences. Great job, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, still marching on.
Oh, yeah.
21 skills to pay you forever. Okay, Nicole Marie, what's next on the list?
Number 12 is the ability to keep trying even after failure. Now, to be successful at whatever it is, whether it's an entrepreneur, whether whatever it is, big or small, you have to keep trying. You try again. And the more you do something, the better you get at it. But you cannot be successful if you don't have those failures. You're just not going to jump into success. You have those failures that build you up along the way. And you excel along the way to get to being successful at something. So you have to keep trying. You can't give up. You have to keep going no matter what it looks like. You have working at it. and you're going to reach it. You keep working at it, you're going to reach it and be successful at it, no matter what the task, no matter how small or no matter how large. You keep working at it, and you will be successful. Michael, what do you think?
I think what happens, a lot of people don't really understand what that word failure means. A lot of times people think that failure means I just am not going to do it again because I did it one time and that's it. But that's not what failure means, at least in my humble opinion. Failure to me means there was something missing when you did whatever it is you did or tried to accomplish. If you failed at it and you go back and you analyze why you failed, which most people don't do, there's something that's missing. It's very rudimentary, very simple, that's missing. And usually that's what it is. It's one element, maybe three elements. They're missing. So therefore, since that element or those elements are missing, the next time you go back and you attempt to do whatever it is you attempt to do, now you incorporate what happened the last time, and let's see if I can be successful this time. Many times you are. Happens all the time in the claims and compensation realm with veterans. They get denied and they'll act like, that's my whole world. I got denied. Well, I'm not going to try anymore. I can come along. I can read their decision letter as to why they got denied. Sometimes it's something as simple as you didn't include a diagnosis from a doctor for what you're filing for. Sometimes it's just that simple. And I've showed people, this is how simple it is. Go to the doctor or look in your medical notes, pull out the diagnosis, and refile and watch what happens. A lot of them have done it, and when they look up again, that same issue, they got denied. All of a sudden now, they got awarded. They got awarded the compensation that they deserved because it was something simple. And that's all I look at it as. Keep trying, keep trying. Like that little engine that could. I don't know if you guys remember that book. That's one of my favorite books. Ever since I was a little kid, the little blue train, and it always kept saying, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And I've always enjoyed that book ever since I was about 5 or 6 years old when I learned how to read and comprehend. To this day, that book brings a tear to my eye because I love the message. You just keep going, just like a choo-choo train. You keep going up that hill, keep going. One day you'll get to the top of that hill. Carrie, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, the ability to keep trying, even after failure, it's a lesson, an important lesson that we should all learn, regardless of what endeavor we happen to be in terms of work or otherwise. Just not having the ability or should not possess the ability to turn and give up or stop along the way. Failure is really what prepares you for success. And when you're an entrepreneur, it's probably the most important trait that you can have is to understand that there's really no such thing as failure. You know, as an entrepreneur, it's all about just to keep going. And as you guys pointed out earlier, having that ability to be able to continue and march on, now you're even more prepared because you've already seen both sides. And you have that extra something this time that's going to help you to get a little closer to your goals. So I'm a believer in that. Of course, the ability to keep trying even after failure, after failure, after failure. So I think that's the right thing, the right attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm loving it. Nicole Marie, what's it, number 13?
Number 13 is the ability to invest money on your own. And this is so very important because for me, when I was growing up, I was always taught to save money.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients. Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning. It's August 23rd of 2023. It's about 7:02 if you're on the East Coast, 6:02 for our Central Time folk friends. I want to bring to the line my co-star. You guys just heard her. Let me get on the line, the queen of the mornings, Nicole Marie, all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi.
Good morning, queen. Happy Mid Show.
Yes, we're here for the Mid Show, and just a real good thing to be moving things along this morning. Like I said, it is Wednesday morning, and we are just doing some wondrous things behind the scenes.
Yes, we are.
So you've been listening. What have you heard?
I have been listening to the 21 skills that will pay you forever. And these are so crucial. Skills are so crucial to learn because these are life skills.
Well, not just listening, you've been sharing the 21 skills.
Oh, yes. Life skills, very, very important. And something that we need to start teaching at a young age, not when we're an adult. I mean, you know, if we are an adult, okay, that's fine. But we need to start teaching more life skills to children at a younger age.
Well,
very important.
Amongst many other things. I agree. I love the 21 skills, and today this is just another part. We have our final piece for that that'll air tomorrow.
Right.
On the radio morning show in the same hour. So I'm really excited about it. I think if you listen closely, these are really good things to pay attention to. So you guys, let's kind of get that part together.
That's it.
You know, so what
get out
else?
Your pen and paper and take notes. Take notes.
Mm. Well, we say that as well every day here on the broadcast. Whenever that's the thing for me. When I sit down to do the show each day, I've got a pen and a paper, a pen and a piece of paper in hand. And now some of you guys out there, you're using the cell phones, and that's great. But taking notes, you know, and of course listening back to the show. We tend to share the show, soon as the show wraps, we put it back out on social media. My suggestion is to listen back to it. I encourage you, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. Michael will be with us in just a few minutes, about 7:30 this morning. And so the whole idea is so that you listen back, you will hear things that you might have missed, or you'll be able to listen and judge your sound from a different place. You can be a little bit more objective with what you hear,
right,
as opposed to what you think you sounded like. So very important tool, especially for you guys out there and you guys in radio. Play it back. That's what I say. Play it back, fam. I continue to do that every day to make sure so I can continue to improve. And I've been doing this for many decades because you never learn everything. You've got to play it back.
True.
And that's how you learn from my podcast friends. I was on just last night, you know, again, we do the Hair Radio Show 24 hours a day, truthfully. So she's like, I want to start my podcast. And so, you know, I'm grateful that folks remember who is out there doing these things and who really led the way. I'm very, very pleased. And to that end, I've kind of put some things out there on our Facebook page under the Kerry Hines page. I'll see if I can share it over the Afrolock magazine page as well. But what it is, we've done several different acknowledgments.
Okay.
We've done several different acknowledgments. I did an entire story on Michael Hopkins and the Vet Talk radio show going into their third season. We'll talk about that coming up at about 7:30 when Michael joins us and get his feedback on that. We've also kind of brought folks up to speed on what we're doing here with the next issue of Afrolock magazine. That's put out there as an article where you can read and find out what is going into the magazine. You don't have to guess. We put it out there as a blog item, as a story on our blog. The blog can easily be found at afrolockmagazine.com or afrolock.com. Again, it's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. So just go there and click on the tab that says blog, B-L-O-G. And right there, you'll see all of our recent blog items. And then we put in another one. We have several big stories that we have put out there to help everybody. The other is on the Salon TV Network. Folks have been asking, what is the Salon TV Network about? Well, you've got everything right there in front of you.
That's it.
So
right at your fingertips.
Take a moment to read. Read. You can't get around reading. You got to read. And so, and then on top of that, it's in the blog on, for the Salon TV Network, this is really important
right,
because folks, they want to be part of the promotions. They want the radio ads. They want the magazine ads. They want us to do this. They want us to do that. Well, Hair Radio is a promotions powerhouse. That's what we've been doing. And it's nice that folks are recognizing that. We've got Afrolock magazine. We cover every single way that folks in the hair and beauty industry or as entrepreneurs in general, we got you covered.
My book
is still out there. Yeah, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, because sometimes folks say, oh, I can't afford it. Well, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business is affordable. And now it's an audio book.
Awesome.
So we've got, whether you want the ebook, the paperback, or the audiobook edition, or get all three. And, you know, yeah. And we're killing it here. We're doing everything we can to help our colleagues in the industry. Mm-hmm. So really good stuff. And I'm just, you know, working, keeping everything moving along. We want to remind everybody it's about hard work. I was listening as well earlier to you know, about failure and all of that.
Right.
I think that folks are afraid of failing.
Oh,
and,
yes.
I think that's what it
but
is.
You
I
have
think
to
that,
fail to move forward. That's how you learn, how you grow. You're going to have obstacles.
Well,
no matter what it is
said
that
than
you
done.
Do. Well, that's true.
That's
true. But
part to it.
But yeah. If you never go through it, then it's kind of like a roadblock for you. Some people deal
right,
with it in a positive
right,
way,
exactly.
And some people in a negative way.
You're absolutely
but
right.
You're
gonna
but
you're
going
to
go through
you,
it.
I think that folks have a difficult time with understanding that aspect, that you've got to be propelled forward. You've got to be pushed forward. And the way that you do it, experience is the teacher. And that's what that really is saying. And the more experience you have, the better you are prepared to handle
right.
not
to
just,
deal with it the next
not
time.
Success, but any potential failure going forward. And it's less likely a chance that your second and third and fourth time trying will be a failure because, as you pointed out earlier, you will learn at some point you will get to strike that success. But again, you know, I don't always think that, you know, you have to fail, but you also have to learn. And you've got to be wise about it. And, you know, that's what failure does. It makes you go back and rethink what
right.
you have done.
Right.
And then,
you reevaluate
it
and tweak it and do better the next time.
Exactly. You're not just going to keep hitting your head up against a wall knowing that it's going to hurt at some point. And
right.
so that's what it does. It teaches us. And same thing, you know, for us, there are often times I say, you know, well, I've done this before and it didn't quite hit the way I wanted it to. And what I tend to do, and folks out there know I'm on my game, what I tend to do when I try something and it just doesn't go across or get across the way that I intend, I park it. I rarely think that what I think of or do is not a good idea. It's not too often because if I think of it, there is a reason. So
right.
I usually park that idea. Now, I'm not one to forget. When I think of something, you can best believe it's in my mind. Always.
Right.
And I'll revisit it. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may not even be next year, but you can best believe I'll be back. Kind
right.
of like Arnold Schwarzenegger in those Terminator movies. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
And when I come back, watch out.
Stronger than ever.
Oh, yeah. And that's the Salon TV Network. This is something that I put out a few years ago and loved it. And loved the idea and notion, but I knew it just wasn't the right time. I
right.
knew then, but it was the right time to. Well, it was the right time to start because I needed to gain that experience. I didn't know that several years later it was going to be the perfect time to revisit it. So that's what I mean. You know. You don't know what you don't know, but you've got to try. You can't be afraid to fail.
So true.
You've got to be, what I say, ready to succeed. So that is the thing. And don't think the success is not guaranteed to anybody. The only thing that's guaranteed is that if you work hard and work in a smart fashion and do things in a certain way, success is likely. As you just heard me say, likely, not guaranteed. There are a lot of components that need to come together. It needs to be an alignment of the stars. So that's wanted to kind of make sure folks understood that, Nicole Marie. What are your thoughts?
Very, very important, Carrie. Very, very important. You set a goal, whatever it is that you're working on in life. It could be on your job, as an entrepreneur, just whatever. It's so very, very important to understand failure and success and how they work together. So I totally agree with what you said.
Thank you. And, you know, and I plan to go back and do a lot of things. I want to, you know, I love what we do. I feel very blessed and fortunate to be able to do what we do.
Right.
And it's just a great feeling, yes. So as I mentioned a little while ago, we're at show number
883.
That's a lot of shows.
883. Wow.
Yes. 883,
wow, wow, wow.
Going towards, we're marching towards that big 100. So I'm super excited
it
about
long.
It. So soon we'll be at
it. It will not be long.
No, we'll
yes.
be at show number 900 real soon. And folks, you know, get ready. What I have decided
ready,
to do
ready,
with that
Marie,
yes, oh yeah, and that is to kind of go back in our archived vault. Which has a lot of the wonderful earlier pieces that we've done and
right.
kind of, you know, give them a freshening up, take them out, brush them off. There's so much incredible content.
There is.
So
I love the older pieces.
That's there. That
mm,
we
so
can
much.
Guide and help and to do. And this is what we do. We get to do it every day. And I'm very, very grateful and fortunate to be in a position to do it. And it's a great gift from God.
Awesome.
It really
awesome.
Is.
I love it.
But there were, yeah, and as I point this out in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, and now audio book that you can listen to in your car or before bed, it's beautifully done. I love it. The thing is, what folks don't realize is that it takes a lot of time. I'm usually here working from morning to night, every day. And, you know, they just look at and see the tip of the mountain. They just see my success at things. They don't realize that how much that goes into it. And, just like I had someone call me in and ask for my help, or talk to me about what they're trying to do because they kind of want to leave their job. And
okay.
and all they just, here's what happens. They look at me and what I'm doing, and they try to kind of somewhat emulate a few of the things that I do. But it's a lot more. I can't explain, but there's a lot more that has gone into what I'm doing. You know, it's not just what you see. There's a lot that has gone into that.
A lot of work
you
has
know,
gone into it.
A
years
lot of
work.
What you don't see it, you know. Right. It's gotten over the years, and I had to sit here and work hard and all that kind of stuff. And so they're just looking, oh, wow. Well, Gary,
right.
You work at home, or you're at home. You got your feet up, or you're watching the soaps, or you're making
right. It
you know
work like
not
that.
Thinking, not at all, not realizing that I tend to work longer than anybody I know. I'm
exactly.
working all
exactly.
day long,
and when you're thinking of leaving your job,
Harry,
you just don't up and leave. You have to have a plan. Because guess what? All of your expenses are still, you know, those bills are still rolling in and so forth. You don't just jump out into being an entrepreneur and everything is taken care of. It takes a lot of work.
Well,
a lot of time,
I
a lot of effort.
I covered this. Exactly. I covered this topic in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book. So I give you some details on how I did it and what works for me. And what worked for me. And I think it's a great plan. It's available in the audio version, the paperback, or the ebook. All that's out there. So I think that it can help you if that's what your plan is. When I just spoke with one of the persons just yesterday, and you know, they look, I'm ready to move from behind the chair, and I want to do this and do that and all this kind of stuff. And I say, you know, I started this decades ago, and I always knew what I wanted to do. You know,
right.
It was a part of me. I've always known, and I knew that I could be an integral part of in the industry. And that's exactly what we've been able to do. And since then, we've helped thousands of folks.
Awesome.
And that's not just the number we're tossing out. That's
right.
What we've done on this broadcast alone.
That is the truth, yes. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the way that we do that is through inspiration each day. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We inspire folks. And I love it because I remain inspired.
Exactly. You have
yes.
to keep going.
And
you have to.
You do. And Nicole Marie, you usually do that.
You know? Yes.
You do that naturally with hope of the day. And that's what I absolutely love is hope of the day because it gives us that little snapshot
yes.
each morning of getting our day off and started. So you usually come along mid-show and give us that little burst that we can kind of hang our hat on. But for folks who are just joining us today for the first time, they don't know what hope of the day is, I would love for you to kind of share all about it and just take it away and give us Patrick Lindsay's hope for today. Nicole Marie.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Well, first of all, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And no matter what each and every one of us may be going through, there's always hope. We have to hold on to that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So each day, I share an inspirational way from the book that will just lift your spirit, something for you to hold on to throughout the day. And I want to share hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope of the day is, rise with the sun. Synchronize with nature. Wake with the sun, a jarring alarm. You create so many extra hours in your day. The golden hours, some of the most beautiful, often stressless hours in the day. It's the best time for reflection or preparation. How do you feel about this hope of the day, Carrie?
I love it. I absolutely love it. And that's what I'm talking about, Nicole Marie. I really mean that. Reflection, this is what you've got to do. They're just things that help you along the way each day. And
right.
I think this is one of those. And what I love about what Patrick does, he covers everything and spreads it out.
Right.
And
right.
I thought about that. I said, it's usually, he covers a whole lot of ground with this book, I hope, that you share each day. And so I agree. I think it's a good thing to do. It's a good habit. And I'm just looking here. Okay. I'm feeling that. And I think that that is fantastic. What about yourself? What do you think?
I agree with this. So many days, I just automatically wake up. I don't wake to an alarm. My body is just to waking, you know, waking up at a certain time.
Right.
And right. And in the morning, it's quiet. It's calm. And I like to get up and do things before my kids even get up. It's just a time, you know, for myself, where I do a lot for myself, whether I'm reading, reflection, just that quiet time. And I love that. And when it's quiet, you can get a lot done. And so I just utilize that time.
You know, I am the same way, very much so. I'm up and down usually throughout the night. And then I get up. I tend to literally get up, like even this morning, I'm up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And just, you know, kind of I'll watch television for a little while or eat some fruit or something and kind of just relax there. And knowing that I got to get on up, most of the time I'm up between 3 and 4 anyway. And then I'll doze back off. But, yeah, I'm an early morning riser.
Right.
I love it. I appreciate that quiet time. It just moves me so much, and it just, you know, my spirit awakens at that time. And
right.
I just love sharing that each day, yeah. And I literally will sit down and be my most creative ever. I really
right.
do. I sit down and,
right.
yeah, and I'm just writing and producing. Like, I'm working right now on our theater show that is happening on January 8th. In 2024, I'm super excited about it. I really am. And so
awesome.
That I'll be sharing
so
a little
exciting.
Bit more details. Yes. And all of this you'll find on our blog at afrolock.com. Go there, check out the blog. You'll see several different freshly written blog stories and blog items. And I think you're going to really love this. So, yes,
awesome.
Very good stuff about preparation and all of that. Let's see if we can get Michael Hopkins to kind of weigh on in with some of this that we've covered today. You guys know Michael. He's from down in Spotsylvania, Virginia, and real excited. Michael Hopkins, you're the
good
host
morning,
of the Vet Talk
Michael.
Radio Show. You're on with Nicole Marie and me, Kerry Hines. Officially
very
good morning.
So.
Yes,
good morning.
So welcome. Yes, we're happy to. Did you hear Nicole Marie's kind of talking a little bit about Patrick Lindsay's hope of the day?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. Oh, yeah. Getting up in the morning and doing all that exciting stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how does that help you, Michael?
Well, that is a good question because pretty much I spent the last, oh my goodness, 30 years? Yeah, doing all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I can get up early. I can do all kinds of stuff. But I was thinking about it. And at this stage of my life, I still get up early, but I'm starting to enjoy the simpler things in life, the basic simpler things in life. That's what I'm starting to enjoy now, just little things, just being able to kind of hang out with folks and just being able to enjoy my day. Where I really don't have to be anywhere. I don't have to be anywhere for the next 8 hours and do all the things I used to do when I was in the workforce. But now I'm
Michael, you are in a little bit of a slightly different workforce these days as one of the hosts of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And
right.
and the affable host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. That was just, I think we were talking about that, Nicole Marie, where
yeah.
we did a little piece. I wrote an article, put it out to the world yesterday. Michael, did you see the article that we put out there?
Oh, yeah.
The article is
great, Carrie and Nicole Marie. Yeah, that article was great. And I have been sharing it with many of my friends. And I have gotten great reactions about that article.
Oh, well, tell Nicole Marie a little bit more about it.
Oh, pretty much it's just welcoming me to the third season of Vet Talk. And it's just the accolades that Carrie put in there are just mind-blowing. I had to read the article a couple of times because it's just mind-blowing. Wow. And it made me just feel so great about what I do. This to me, just in the vet realm, it's more of a labor of love. It's more of a passion. That's what it is to me. And I'm very passionate about helping veterans.
Well, Michael, we're going to get a lot more into this when we come back from our music break. I want to talk a little bit about the Vet Talk radio show. We did an extended edition yesterday. We want to catch up on that. I also want to kind of talk about a little bit more on the third season. We want to talk about this special article that is floating out there in the ether now. And I'm so proud to have put together the words so that folks can get to know you. And we're going to talk about that as well. So we have a lot more to go this morning, a lot more to get into. First, we'll take a little bit, a little bit of a music break. And when we come back, more with Michael Hopkins on Vet Talk Radio. And I'm just enjoying this. Nicole Marie, great job, always. Good show.
Coming up,
Spotlight Hour today. I'm real excited about this. It's a playback on our BOBSA list that was our first release for AfroLock and kind of like a countdown. When they kind of threw us in, they put AfroLock up against some of the legendary periodicals. We'll talk about all of that in the next hour as well. So just stay with us, and so much more to go this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's not your situation. I just need contemplation over you. I'm not so systematic. It's just that I'm an addict for your love. Nothing I wanna hold you. I never ever should have told you you're my only girl. I'm not the only one that holds you. I never ever should have told you you're my only one. Just think how long I've known you. It's wrong for me to own you, lock and key. It's really not confusion. I'm just the only illusion. Can't you see? Not the only one that holds. Never ever should have told you you're my only girl. Nothing on the one that holds you. I never ever should have told you you're my only one.
Georgia, Georgia, pudding pie. Kiss the girl that makes them cry. Georgia, Georgia, pudding pie. Kiss the girl that makes them cry.
Told you you're my only girl.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Thank you so much for having me again. I feel like that this is just my second home, so I'm excited.
Well, it is. It is. I just have to say, first of all, I want to definitely take a moment to acknowledge this. I mean, you have always been our biggest supporters. You really have here at the Hair Radio Show and throughout all of our endeavors. And I want to take a moment just to really kind of drive this on home. I remember you appeared in my, well, first of all, you appeared on the amazing Hair Radio Show as we were just kind of getting back on the ground with the all-new Hair Radio Show back when we came back and like the early, I guess that was the late 2000s, I guess it was. It's been a long time of the tens.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you came right on in and have always been a great person. We still run some of those amazing pieces with so much. They're chock full of hair information. And we're going to get into some of that today. But I just want to thank you for that. Not to mention your appearance in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. You know, you helped that book to do so well. And I have to say, for those of you who haven't read it yet, it's still out there on Amazon. We'll soon be celebrating 10 years of this book's release. And I owe a whole bunch of that to Dr. Pranique James. So I just wanted to say thank you. And you've been doing some big stuff. And you know, how about when you came out to help us at the Road to Healthy Hair, the very first Road to Healthy Hair? And, yes, in like 2013 or so. I mean, you've been out there a long time with us. And now we're back with the all-new Road to Healthy Hair that we'll talk about soon. So listen, all that to say thank you. But, Pranique, what goes through your mind when you hear that we're up to our 600th radio show very soon? What goes through your mind?
Oh, my goodness, a lot goes through my mind. And just to think that I've been able to contribute. And Carrie, I just want to thank you for the opportunity or giving me an opportunity to be such a part of an amazing history with the Hair Radio. You know, I thank you. And you've opened up the doors for so many in this
thank
industry.
You.
And just
thank
to be
you.
A part of it. So to say, hey, I've was a part of it. I'm a part of it. I'm grateful for that. So that, yeah, well, that's pretty much runs through my mind, being grateful to be a part of
you are. You are very much deserving. So thank you, and we are happy to be here to be doing our thing. 600 broadcasts of a three-hour show. That's amazing. Now, listen, speaking of amazing, let's turn the mic back over to Dr. James here. Listen, you have done quite a bit, and officially you are a trichologist. So I have got to tell the folks, and not just a trichologist, which is awesome and wonderful, we love that, but also a naturopathic doctor, correct? I want to make sure I'm saying it right.
Yes.
And so, yes, and these things, I want you to tell our audience, tell everybody, Dr. Pranit James, because maybe some may not understand exactly what a trichologist does versus a naturopathic doctor and all of that. Fill us all in here at the Hair Radio Show.
Absolutely. Well, a trichologist, Carrie, is someone who has studied the science of hair and the scalp. So I do work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get their hair to a healthy state. Now, I decided to take it a step further with my naturopathic background, taking that multi-therapy approach, because about 97% of the patients I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, contributes to the hair loss. So I like to get the cause versus, you know, spinning the wheels of the, you know, the patient or the consumer. A lot of consumers do not realize that the hair is the barometer of your health. So a lot of times if you have issues stemming from the scalp or your hair just suddenly starts to fall out, it's something that needs to be redirected to the body system. So that's the approach I use. And by me using that approach, I have a very successful or a very phenomenal success rate.
I have to say this. When you say the hair is the barometer to the hair, I start, you know what went through my mind? I said, thought to myself, I said, well, hold it. What is gray hair the barometer? Is that the barometer that you're getting old here? Well, I couldn't help but think that. But listen, I understand. I'm making fun. But you know what? You've hit on such important points there, Dr. Pranit. I just have to say, and you're absolutely right. I have to talk about some of these, you know, when it comes to hair loss, we have to let folks know on some of those wonderful descriptive, what do they call, like, you know, for the one that, like, for abuse, when people are abusing their hair and they start to, their hair falls out and all of that thinning, you know, it starts to thin and so forth, and then they sometimes, let's go back. Let's start with the alopecia. Just give us a breakdown, a rundown, Dr. James, of some of these alopecias that are out there. There are too many to actually list, but, but give us a few.
Yeah, there are quite a few. But, we'll kind of touch on the most typical types of alopecia that I see. Pretty much on an everyday, you know, basis within my practice, one being alopecia areata, which is normally misdiagnosed. And that's important, too, being diagnosed properly. Because a lot of times patients that come into my office that have previously visited a dermatologist, and just to kind of point out, derma means skin and trich means hair. So a lot of times we're going to the dermatologist, and they're taking more so a synthetic approach. Providing you with cortisone injections and so forth, and just in general being misdiagnosed. So when we think of alopecia areata, alopecia in general is when your hair follicle starts to attack the immune system. It doesn't recognize when something is out of range within your body, your immune system doesn't recognize the hair follicle, so it starts to attack the hair follicles. So that's what causes the hair loss. So that's alopecia. Alopecia is hair loss. Now, when we get into alopecia areata, alopecia areata is a perfect mosaic circle that can appear anywhere on the head, okay? And normally when that happens is when someone has experienced traumatic or chronic stress. I find that to be very typical in a case where someone works for the government, or they work for high-stress jobs wherein this is just part of their norm every day, in and out, chronic stress. So a lot of times they'll, you know, come in the office and they have this perfect mosaic circle that appear in the back of their head, on the side, on the top. But the way that you identify alopecia areata is a perfect circle, okay? And if it goes untreated, it can go into alopecia totalis, where they lose all facial hair.
Yeah.
Hair on the head and the facial hair. If it goes untreated, then it can go into what is called alopecia universalis, wherein they lose all
everywhere.
Exactly. So that's a very common form. The second form that I'm seeing very typical within the African American community is traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is
that's the one I was trying to think of earlier.
Yes,
yes, the traction alopecia. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so traction alopecia is when you've caused trauma to the hair follicle, tight braids, glue, overprocessing of chemical, you know, relaxers, et cetera. So if it's caught in its earlier stages, of course, it can be, you know, restored if you had about a 50%. Also, a lot of consumers do not realize that the hair loss actually happens in stages, just like any major disease, stages 1 through 4. So my patient, and I conduct a microscopic analysis, so that tells me exactly what stage they're in, what, you know, whether or not the follicles are dormant, you know, if they have any activity, you know, et cetera. So that's the second form. And the last one I want to kind of discuss is, and, you know, of course, there's so many. We can go on and on, but for time's sake purposes, I would probably address androgenetic alopecia, where it's genetically inclined. And it can form in two different types of shapes or types. You have male pattern baldness or patterns, male pattern baldness or female pattern baldness. Now, it's not uncommon that a male can have female pattern baldness, okay? That's when you maintain the hairline and the hair loss starts behind the hairline. Okay, and then, of course, you have male pattern baldness, kind of reminds you of George Jefferson, you know, type of shape.
The donut.
Okay? Yeah, exactly. So that's how you identify the type of hair loss. Now, normally, if you know that hair loss, you know, occurs in your family, it is hereditary, you want to start to take those proactive steps to protect the hair follicle, to care for the hair, you know, et cetera. But those are the most commonly forms. Of course, we can get into scarring alopecia, which is normally misdiagnosed, but that can be caused by chemical damage, pressing combs, and a lot of toxins built up within the follicle. Yeah, so.
Well, I love it. I mean, I appreciate the information, so I do love that you're sharing this, because that is the thing in the community. We don't take the time. We just want what we want. We want the styles. We want this. We want that. And we don't take enough time with our hair until it's sometimes too late. But I appreciate you taking a moment to share. Dr. Pranit James is our guest today on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I've also got to say, Dr. James, I am so excited because we've launched our 24-hour network of hair and beauty talk. So if you're not listening live, you're listening back to our amazing playback on our 24-hour network. So that's over at HAIRadio.com, where we play hair and beauty talk around the clock. So I just want to say you're of the first to be with us again as we have relaunched this 24-hour network. So is that not just awesome?
That is amazing. I'm so
excited.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Now, I have to turn to, in recent times, you've come back to the Hair Radio Show, our blog talk show, and we've talked about this a little bit from time to time, but I really want to delve into it. Now, a lot of folks are dealing, let me just kind of change over a little bit to beard care. Beards are big. Big business. Yeah, and I did not know that it was going to be this big when I set out to create my products. So I want to talk about your products now, Dr. Pranit James. Okay. So, yes, and I want to talk about all of this that you have discovered in the beard. I call it the beard business. So tell us what this is all about. And who is the Beard Huntress Fill us in. Dr. Pradeek Jain, fill us in.
Yes, yes. Let me start off to say, Carrie, that a lot, especially within our industry, a lot of stylists are really sleeping on the beard industry. Right now, the beard industry is over a $23 billion industry and is expecting to rise at about 7.7% by 2025. So if you are not within the industry, if you are not engaging within beard care, you need to. So I want to start off, you know, just as for the business side of it, definitely is worth taking a look at.
Yeah.
From my perspective, me as the beard huntress, let me get into that. That actually started out as a really fun project for me because, you know, I'm normally serious and a serious
Yes,
person.
Yes, yes.
So for me to look, that's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, right? Looks like one. But what, you know, what I do. So I started out in the beard industry about 3 years ago. I branded myself as the Beard Huntress. My tagline has always been, why trust your beard to anyone else? And then when I came out with this really fun and trendy logo, it's like, oh my God, what is Dr. Pranit James doing?
So
fun project. But as I got into it, Carrie, I realized that, hey, the beard is hair, right? So
yes.
That's the approach that I took, even with formulating my beard care line. I took that scientific trichology approach. Now, I already
exactly.
had a brand that was recognized and it was trusted. You know, people knew me for growing the hair back. When they had a hair issue, they would come to me to help restore the hair. So the
exactly.
That's the approach I took, and even with me formulating my beard care line, I formulated my beard care line around the science of the hair. So that's why my beard gentlemen, they're seeing such amazing results. You know, they want their beard to grow. You know, they want to fill in those areas that are not connecting. They have bald patches. The beard is dry. It's the same thing as the hair. So, again, I took that approach and I formulated my, you know, beard care line to promote that fast beard growth. It, you know, repairs, it activates the hair follicle, it softens the conditions, and it's going to provide that gentleman with a healthy, shining luster. So throughout the duration of my career, I just kind of listened prior to formulating my own line. I kind of listened to the many challenges that the gentlemen were experiencing, and that's kind of how I formulated the line. And at the end of the day, when my customers, when these bearded gentlemen use my line, I can be confident that they're going to actually achieve the goals that they desire for their beard. And at the end of the day, the beard is always the hair, the bearded hair and the skin is always going to go back to its proper pH of 4.5 to 5.5. I look at everything as a trichologist in numbers. If it doesn't add up, it doesn't make sense. So that's how I look at it.
Well, very good. And what I'd like to add to that is that you don't have to have your own Dr. Pradeek Jain, but you know, as a scientist, as a person who is in, you are the official trichologist as far as I'm concerned, and you know the hair business. So we love it. And I love the products. You know, so I want to tell everybody, absolutely, let's talk about the products a little bit. Give the official name and describe some of the products that you have released in this line. We're not going to keep it a secret. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Absolutely not. My particular product line, and I'll get into what I'm releasing. I'm going to let it out the hat today.
Awesome.
My original beard care line, I launched 2 months ago. I did a pre-sale, and as soon as I put it out there, Carrie, it sold out completely. So I'm like, okay,
wow.
Oh my God. So that was confirmation that I'm doing the right thing. But getting more into my beard care line, my original line consists of 6 products, okay? Of course, I have the beard wash. It's for all beard types. So that's going to cleanse and hydrate the beard. Especially right now during the hotter months, it's very important that my bearded gentlemen shampoo their beard every day, especially if they're really active, they perspire a lot, they exercise, they work out, because the sweat from the minerals of the sweat deposits on the hair shaft or the beard shaft, and it makes that beard very dry and brittle. So it's very important to have a clean, clear foundation before coming in with any of the products. So that's going to take care of the itchiness, properly cleanse. So that's the first product, and that comes in an 8.8 ounce. A lot of the lines that I see on the market, they're pretty much offering maybe a 4 ounce or 6 ounce.
Exactly, yeah. So you're giving a lot. You're really giving a lot of product.
Exactly. And by my product line being highly concentrated, they don't have to use a whole lot. So my products will last them anywhere, depending upon the length and the density of the beard. It can last that gentleman anywhere between 3 to 12 months. So
that's amazing.
It's very cost effective as well.
Exactly.
So second product I've added to my line is also an 8.8 ounce beard conditioner. The beard conditioner, a lot of times when you look at a beard care line, they skip over the conditioner. Normally
right.
they'll do like a balancing shampoo that has the conditioner built in.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that the gentlemen, guys, are they don't like fussy, and I understand.
No, we don't like fussy.
Yeah, you don't like fussy. It's very simple. But even by taking the necessary steps to build the proper pH of the beard shaft, my regimen only takes 5 minutes if followed properly. So coming in with conditioner, I added a conditioner. Like I said, I designed it around the science of the hair. There's no way possible that you can bring that beard shaft to the proper pH level by using a balancing shampoo. Okay, so you want to come in and properly cleanse first. Once we take everything out, now we want to replenish. Okay, so my beard conditioner is going to come in and moisturize and condition that beard. And by the way, all of my products are 100% natural. They're derived from natural products. Okay, so you don't have to worry about any type of irritation and so forth. So that's going to add that slip
awesome.
To that.
Yes.
Okay. So you let that sit in for a few minutes, rinse, okay, and now we're moving into the beard serum, okay? That's another product that's lacking out of a lot of the lines. And I'm not bashing lines. I just kind of stepped back to see what I needed to add to my line, listening to the challenges and seeing what was going on with my, you know, bearded kings and, you know, what they needed, okay? So the third product is a one-ounce beard serum. And you're probably saying 1 ounce. That's not a lot.
Yeah, that sounds like a little drop.
However, again, keep in mind, you do not have to use a lot of my product.
Mm.
The length and the density of the beard, someone with a smaller beard, like a goatee, they only need to use
right.
one pump, okay? And that's the beard serum. And they'll apply that. That's designed to detangle the beard. That's designed to come in and soften that beard. And especially a lot of the guys get really tangly and they're really
yes, that's what I suffer from, yes, yes.
Right, by the neckline, that
yeah.
serum is going to help to loosen it up and elongate those hair, their
yes.
hair shaft right underneath as well. So I designed that beard serum to do so. So a lot of the guys, they love the beard serum, okay, because it
wow.
keeps the beard shiny and smooth, and that also.
Now, what about the smell of these products? What about the smell of these products, Dr. Pernik James?
I designed it around like a sandalwood type smell. So it's soft, it's manly, but it's not too much. What I'm finding, you know, you don't want to
not too sweet.
It's not too sweet. It's very manly. It kind of reminds me of Armani type.
Okay, all right.
soft, but it's not overpowering. So you have a lot
right.
of that are signature fragrances. So getting in offering a lot of different fragrances and, you know, and so forth is just too much. So I decided to stick with my signature fragrance, which is very appealing. I've gotten nothing but raves about it. The guys love it, and it doesn't, you know, interrupt what they currently wear.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
back to that
yes.
beard serum. I also designed my beard care line to cater to color treated beards and gray. Because a lot of times you have to keep in mind, I'm seeing a lot of beard oils on the market that are different colors and they're doing all
right.
the different. You have to keep in mind with gray beards, if you add colors, you know, or color oils and different things and try to add all these different fragrances, sometimes that can discolor the beard. So if it's white
exactly.
and you add red oil, what you're going to have, a pink beard, right?
Exactly.
So I kept that in mind as well. So when I formulated my product line, I designed it to, and I incorporated UVA and UVB protectants to protect the boot shaft from environmental damage and also to even out the porosity of the beard. So coming in with that serum is very important, not to skip that step. So following the beard serum, we're going to come in with the beard oil, okay? And it is a beard growth oil, so it's also going to help to promote fast beard growth and keep that skin underneath properly nourished without clogging. The base of it is
that's important
oil.
Too. Yeah.
Yes, very, very important. Jojoba oil is, that's just one of, you know, my ingredients within, is a universal oil.
Yes.
You know, you may think, you know, I'll use coconut oil and so forth. You have to be careful with coconut oil.
Uh-huh.
Because coconut, keep in mind, when coconut oil gets cold or the temperature.
Oh, yeah. It's solid.
This year, you know, it's
yeah.
always staying airy. So that's another product. That's a 2 ounce.
It's like the coconut oil knows exactly when it's winter time. I don't know how it does, but it does.
Yes. And if it's hardening, you got to think of what it's going to do to the beard shaft.
Exactly.
That is a 2 ounce beard growth oil. And then, of course, I have the balm. I love balm. I love the texture of it. Then, you know, working with beard care lines for, you know,
yes.
2 years, you know, a lot of the beard balms that I've worked with was kind of gritty.
Exactly.
I designed it to be very smooth. It melts. I say it melts in your hand and also the beard. So my guys love that. It gives it the proper hold without overpowering and being greasy and heavy. And it gives it that nice illumination.
Finish.
I love it. And then, of course, that's a 2 ounce. Again, you don't have to use a whole lot.
Wow.
And then my last product within my signature line is my aftershave. Very, very important. Aftershave with the ingrown hairs. Also, they can use it as a shaving lotion to touch up their, you know, the edge of their beard. A lot of barbers that I see that I work with and kind of mentor, they're using the razor on dry skin, not realizing that's damaging the surface of the skin. So you do need something to help moisturize, add that moisturization and hydration back into the skin itself and repair the skin. And also it helps with the ingrown hairs, the bumps.
The things we don't like. Yes.
Yes.
But it's important.
I designed my beard care line, you know, I think I really had a phenomenal solid foundation. That is my original line. And then I will be next month when I appear at the Bronner Brothers hair show, I'm going to be releasing my Beard Huntress exclusive line. And I'm really excited about that because that's going to consist of my beard growth spray. That's going to go a little bit more in detail and helping these guys really connect and target those, you know, hair follicles and get the beard to grow in a whole lot fuller and so forth, and to help to also nourish, you know, that skin underneath. So that's one product that I'm adding to the exclusive line. And then also I have a shaving gel. I'm sorry, I said a shaving gel, but aftershave within my original, but my exclusive is going to have a shaving gel. So I'm excited about that. And some other great initiatives. I have my bamboo wooden comb and brush collection that I'll be releasing.
I'm excited.
Yes, that wooden beard, wooden combs and so forth is so
it's really good.
Growth and circulation and so forth. A lot of bearded gentlemen, they're using plastic and metal.
Exactly.
And simply what that causes is diffuse breakage throughout the beard shaft. Or if you're using wooden combs and wooden accessories, that's going to help to glide. It actually absorbs the natural oils and sebum. So it's going to automatically glide throughout the beard shaft and nourish and condition the beard as you are, you know, combing.
Well, listen, I have to tell you, it is just phenomenal to have you to describe the benefits of these amazing products. And I just want to remind folks that we're going to have to figure out a way to get your products through Hair Radio. We want to be able to offer these amazing products through our beautiful website and all that wonderful stuff. We'll have to work out all those wonderful details, Dr. James. But I love it. I love it. I love it. we've got to do that because, you know what, you hit on a lot of wonderful things in the way that you describe your signature line, and I love it. So we're going to be looking out for all the things that you release. And so, but also through social media. So how do they find you through Facebook and all that wonderful good stuff or any social media you want to share today?
Absolutely. They can find me at Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S, and that's on Instagram as well as Facebook. In addition, they can also locate me on my The Beard Huntress pages, Instagram, and Facebook as well. And, of course, they can always email me at drpreneekjames@gmail.com. And then, of course, I'm just one phone call away, 757-914-5393. I'm located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay. Well, Dr. Preneek James, I want to thank you again for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It gets no better than all that in having you here to talk about hair and beauty. And you will be at our upcoming show. I'm going to, you know, I make some big announcements very soon, and we'll have you to weigh in on all of that. And, of course, you've got to come back for our 600th special broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're going to be real excited to have you come back and to talk about all that wonderful good stuff. So thanks again. Anybody you want to shout out to this morning before we say goodbye?
Absolutely. I want to first give a shout out to you.
Okay. Aww.
Innovative, Carrie Hines. Thank you so much for
being
on the Hair Radio Show. It seems like, again, that this is my home. And then, of course,
I'm going to
shout out colleagues, Mr. James Mack. He is a
James Mack.
I love him. We'll be working together when we're going on tour. And then, of course.
Yeah, he's awesome. Say hello from us here at Hair Radio.
Definitely. And then I also want to give a shout out to the beard detailer and celebrity master barber, Fahim Alexander. Phenomenal guy. I'm going to be
talking to
him. We have a lot of things cooking up, brewing.
It sounds like.
Stay tuned. Beard Huntress. God, it's just a really allowed me the opportunity to really work with some phenomenal colleagues within, you know, of course, the barber and beauty industry. So I'm grateful. So, again, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And shout out to all of your family and everybody. They're always so supportive. We love them. And my best wishes and all of that. Okay, Dr. Preneek James, thanks so much for being with us. We're going to continue to follow you now.
Thank you.
Okay, you got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Nine. Four. Eight. One. B-Day.
Just tell him, baby, that's the dog.
It's Wednesday morning, August 23rd. We're live of 2023. Now, what you guys just heard, was the incredible Dr. Phanique James, who is a trichologist who's been right here in New York working with us from time to time. She's down in Virginia, in the Hampton Roads area in Virginia Beach. So she comes to the show, and she does this whole thing. We're going to talk a little bit more about trichology and all that in just a little bit. But first, I'm going to bring to the line my co-star, Michael Hopkins. We did a big splashy show yesterday for Vet Talk Radio that Michael had a chance to come on. It was an extended episode. You guys know he hosts the Vet Talk Radio show, which airs Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. But yesterday he had a little bit longer time. And we want to talk about that. Michael is wrapping up season two this month. He's going into season three in September and not missing a beat. It is my great honor to talk with this gentleman, as I said, from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. It is the one and only Michael Hopkins. Good morning again, Michael.
Good morning once again, Carrie Hines, and happy third hour here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes, it is the third hour. I want to talk about yesterday's hour, though, Michael. Tuesday was a big day for Vet Talk Radio. It was kind of like a passing of the baton. You went, because you're kind of moving towards your third season. And you had an extended show, but I forgot, what was the topic and what's been the feedback talk?
Wow, Carrie, that topic was six things that you just don't want to do when you're at a CNP exam. That's a claims and pension exam. And the feedback was just fantastic. It really was. A lot of the vets that I talked to, they really enjoyed that one because now they see why, when they went to a CNP exam, why they got a negative result or they got denied. Now they see why. Those six things that we talked about, they're just so very important. That the CNP exam all in itself, you know, it is just, it encompasses you've done a great claim. You've put together all your medical evidence, maybe a nexus letter, your statement, maybe another statement of supporting your claim.
Sitting here controlling all the movements of the broadcast, and you had a lot of folks on paying attention to you, which was just incredible. And I was kind of just blown away. I really was. I was blown away. I said, wow, I don't know how Michael is doing all of this. He is the king of the mornings with this. Vet Talk Radio, and then it inspired me to write that article that we talked about mid-show. And this is an article that is on our blog, which you can find for everybody to read. It doesn't cost you a dime. Just simply go to www.afrolock.com, AFROLOCK.com. And then you'll see the tab for blog, B-L-O-G. And a blog is where it's a repository of different articles and little items that you read or that you gather that you want folks to read or to know about what you're doing. And so we prepared a blog item about season 3 for Vet Talk Radio. And so I want to talk a little bit about this article, Michael. And you weren't even aware that I was putting this together for Afrolock magazine on this issue. And I said, I'm
sure
going to surprise
was.
Michael. Well, what went through your mind when you first saw this?
Wow, Terry, it was a surprise. I had no idea that you were putting that article together. And just reading the article, and I think if I remember, I think I read it a couple of times, and I had to kind of pinch myself because it was just unbelievable. You know, I didn't, just going into this third season, so fantastic, just alone, but the article that you did and the accolades that you gave me were just, I'll just put it to you like this. I shared it out with a lot of my fans, and they were in total agreement. They were, wow, I got a lot of thumbs up. I got a lot of hearts and kisses. And it just kind of just blows my mind. Like I always I always say when we started the Vet Talk Radio show with my angels, with Nicole Marie, with Nurjihan, and with Katrina, the three of us, well, the four of us, you know, we'd been friends for quite a while, and when I told them what I was doing, and they were all about it, and I said, well, can you guys come on board? And you know, I didn't know if they wanted to come on board and help out, and they were, sure. And they came on board, and we thought, oh, you know, we'll do a couple of shows with Carrie Hines, and that'll probably be the end of that. Now, here it is, season 3. That couple of shows turned into a third season here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with you. And that in itself, Carrie, is just a humbling experience because you've been nurturing us, you taught us a lot, and you continue to teach us a lot about the broadcasting world. And we continue to help veterans. That's what I'm enjoying about this. And I thank you for, as I always tell you, you're an honorary veteran. I just have to put together your DD-214 so everybody knows that you're an honorary veteran.
Oh, well, this pleases me to no end. Well, listen, I want to take a moment to thank you for that, Hopkins. I encourage everybody to read the article. It's a great, you know, explanation as to who Michael Hopkins is and what he's about and his commitment to the veterans and our commitment to the veterans at the Hair Radio Morning Show and
Very much so.
At the Vet Talk Radio Show. So I'm super excited about that. Well, listen, Michael, great. Thank you. And we know we're here with you in step. So season 3 is on the way with the Vet Talk Radio Show. Remember, Michael's show airs Tuesday mornings, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time, right here. You don't have to change the dial. Remember the old days on radio? They had dials.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to change
the dial.
We want, exactly. We want you to keep it right here. We're going to talk a little bit about the Salon TV Network. I'm going to encourage you guys to get involved. We're going to talk a little bit more about Pranique James. And I have a standby contributor, someone that you've gotten to know really well on this broadcast. She's standing by to chat with us live on the airwaves. I'm so excited to bring her on. But first, let's take a little bit of a commercial break. And when we come back, she will be with us right here on the broadcast. We're going to tell you who that is. So just stand by. We've got a surprise contributor ready and willing to take us there. All right, we'll be right back. It's a commercial break.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Wednesday morning, August 23rd, 2023. It's our show number 883. 883. Now, in New York, it's about 824. In the morning, 8:24, 7:24 if you're in the central time zone. My colleague Michael Hopkins has been helping us to hold it down. Michael Hopkins, are you there? Can you hear us?
I am here, very much so.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we appreciate that. Michael's down in Spotsylvania, Virginia. I am in Brooklyn, New York, as you guys know. Michael, we have a wonderful surprise contributor to the broadcast standing by. You'll never guess who it is. It is my great honor, yes, to bring back to the line someone who makes a difference out there in the world of hair care. You'll read about her in the next installment of the wonderful Afrolock magazine. There will be a special column that's dedicated to Ask a Hairstylist. Of course, we're talking about the irrepressible Keisha McAllister, the CEO of Lavender Beauty, and so much out there. And she helps us to keep it, our nose to the grindstone in this wonderful career in the hair business. We call her Miss Hey Hey Hey. I added the extra hey. Hello, Keisha McAllister. You're on with
Hello.
Michael Hopkins and Kerry Hines.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Kerry Hines. Good morning, Michael Hopkins. How are
yes.
you?
Hello, Keisha McAllister. Wow.
Yes. And
you made me sound famous.
A nice disrupt. Well, we are happy to have you with us. And you are famous. You have a nice following that you have
okay.
built up. And that's by doing the work, which is what we've been talking about on this broadcast today. You get up. You're all the way out in California. This is what I tell people. Shake that laziness off. Get yourself up. I almost forgot I was on the air, and this is family morning show. But get yourself up and get to work. I can't stand laziness, and it just drives me crazy. You want success. You want the benefits of things, but you don't want to do the work. No, you got to do the work. Get up and do the work. And so, I'm up. My alarm goes off. I'm up and down trying to, what am I going to do on the show? Well, who's going to be on the show? What are we going to talk about? What are we doing to inspire our fans today? And not just that, when the show goes off at 9, I'm still working here all day on our platforms.
Oh, yeah, it's nonstop.
Very much so.
So it's just a reminder. Yes. So and that's what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about today, Keisha McAllister. We're talking about entrepreneurial success in the hair industry. So how about yourself? You know what it's like trying to get a salon off the ground or trying to get a business off the ground. And you come across some folks who say, oh, well, it's not going to work. Oh, why bother? Oh, they don't want nothing. Don't even try. Oh, boy, those discouraging words can hold accomplishing our goals from reaching potential. What was it that kept you going, Keisha McAllister, out in California? And that's one of the big questions, but we'll start there. First, again, for you guys just tuning in, I'm Kerry Hines with Michael Hopkins, and we are on with our extraordinary, pretty much you are the head stylist here, right here on the broadcast. So, Keisha McAllister, what would you like to say? What kept you inspired to start your business?
Well, actually, what inspired me was I had too many clients to sit inside someone else's salon, and I had basically burst at the seams. So it forced me to open a small space, and that's when I went into the opening a suite actually in an office building, and I was the only one in there. The only salon in there. I'm not sure what's happening now, but that's what forced me. I didn't have the room, and the salon that I was working in didn't have the capacity. They were tired of my clients spilling, just bursting at the seams, taking up all the seats and all that. So that's really how that happened. Because I honestly love what I do, and as long as I'm comfortable and not hungry and I can live okay, then I love being behind the chair because I love doing the work part. But it forced me to entrepreneurship, and it forced me, and honestly, I really didn't have a plan. I just did it because I had to do it. And that is not always the best way to start your business. You really do need a mentor. You need a business plan. You would like to have a business plan, definitely. And you hope to have a mentor that is not going to crook you somehow or take advantage of your skill.
What do you mean by Oh, what exactly does, you know, I'm not all that versed in street vernacular. What did you say, crook?
My street vernacular is 30 years old, so
well,
I don't know
how.
Yes.
Well, what,
the way I mean crook is to take advantage of you and to misguide you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true.
To actually keep them going,
right,
but not help you keep going. So, honestly, I've gotten in here and I've just done it. And I didn't really get to, I didn't get to experience what I did. I have pictures that show me what I've done, but this time around, I want to actually, you know, have fun. Of course I enjoyed what I was doing, but actually enjoy the experience and be in the experience. So I'm looking forward to it.
Now, you've talked about having a mentor. So who was that mentor early on that you found?
Well, actually, I had a grandmother who was a retired hairdresser.
Right in the family.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she was the one who taught me how to use a pressing comb and work with fire and, you know, work with the stove and, you know, all those things. And she taught me how to use Marcel's and how to move hair and what to look for. And I had a grandfather, her husband, who was a barber in the Army. And so he always
kept
some masters, right, some Andes masters or some Ulsters close by. And so they both taught me how to work with those tools. And they were the mentors because they loved it. They loved it, but they had to go and do something else to make a living, to, you know, keep a retirement and all that. Yeah, so.
That is impressive, though. It really is. Michael, what about you? When you hear, like Keisha was talking about mentors in the business, and she had them right in her family to help kind of lead the way. What about yourself, Michael? You are an entrepreneur as well, and you've done quite a bit of things to, you know, on the landscape to success. Who were some of the early entrepreneurial mentors that you can point out or share with us today? Anybody, Hopkins?
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much so, Carrie and Keisha. Yeah, I had, when I first started out, I'll say one of the entrepreneurial things I did, I was involved in the life insurance industry, and I joined an organization. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman that was our regional manager, his name was Ed Matthews, and he was my first person that was my mentor. Because he was very successful in the insurance business and marketing. So I learned a lot from him. I had, I guess you'd say, the raw material, but I needed to be refined. And he was one of the first people, or the first, that really taught me a lot of things about sales and marketing and things like that. And as time went on, I learned a lot from him. And then I started branching out. And when I looked up again, I had a very successful towing business. Mm-hmm. And I learned from him entrepreneurial skills. And this was another area. I mean, I love dealing with people and cars. And then I developed that area. And then I kind of got to blowing and going in that area. And then, you know, you have a family, so you get to the work thing, but you always have that entrepreneurial spirit in you. And
very
I wound up
–
I learned how to do security. And I already had the entrepreneurial spirit, so the next thing I knew – we opened up, I had a business partner, her and I, Miss Juanita Stewart, And we wound up opening up a security training academy.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran that academy for years. We ran that training academy. I was in the Washington, D.C. area, so I was qualified to not only teach locally, I was qualified to teach on a national level with the federal government.
Would you say that those were skills that you picked up that have carried you through, Michael Hopkins? Because when you get someone like Keisha McAllister on, who's had to push her way through as well and to get a business, and it sounds easy, but it ain't.
Oh yes, Carrie. That's what I was about to ask you. I was about to ask you about that, about your mentors and how you got started.
Well, here's the thing, Michael. When you are, let me just say, an original, you don't have too many. There weren't a whole lot of paths out there. For me, I had to carve and push my way through and set myself up using my own little bit of experience that I could gather and my own intelligence with the desire to succeed.
Mm.
So I am my mentor. You're speaking to him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
How's that, Michael?
Very much so. Very much so. Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, that's really the truth. When I began, there was nobody else doing hair promotions. I remember there was one gentleman who was, we started around the same time. He was doing black hair promotions, but his promotions business was a little different. I always was in radio and by myself in that area. And there was nobody else. And even at the time, especially at the time, because then there was no such thing as podcast or anything like that. So
right.
I had to really just kind of hang out there. And when folks knew that I was doing hair talk on radio, like I said, they would scoff me. Who's going to be, listening, or who's going to be talking or showing hair on radio and hair and radio and radio and hair, you kidding? And it's very much the truth. This is what I see. And I never gave up. I kept on going and created the very first hair radio show that broadcast on WNJR out of Newark, New Jersey. Went on to the big hair shows down in Atlanta, and became friends with the very folks who created the show, the family who created the big hair show out of Atlanta, as well as Upscale Magazine and so many other things. And they became friends, and I've worked with all of them. And just, you know, I'm happy to have made it this far. And so I've got to turn back to you, Keisha McAllister, who's been on the line with us today. Again, Michael Hopkins, I'm Carrie Hines. Keisha, when you hear of this, as you heard Dr. Praneet James earlier talk about trichology, is that, let me just ask you, what went through your mind?
In regard to trichology?
Yeah.
Or regard
trichology. Let's start there. What went through your mind? You were listening to Dr. James talk about trichology. We've been chatting a little bit about entrepreneurship, but just pick it up on what you've heard.
Well, what I can admire and the fact that she has gone the scientific way and then the homeopathic, if I understood correctly. And so she really has given herself the white coat promotion. And you can tell that she loves hair. She loves the science of hair. She wants to help people
really
get their
does.
Hair back. She wants to, you know, help people get the best out of their hair. So what I can appreciate is that she's done the science of it, and now she's doing the promotion of it. And that's hard. You know, that's hard as an entrepreneur, especially when all you do, when you talk to people, but when you have to put like a digital plan together and all this other stuff, it gets to be taxing.
Wow.
It does. It gets to be taxing because all you want to do sometimes is hair. It's like, well, I got to tell these people this. I got to tell them this again, but it really is the way it is right now. And so I can appreciate and admire the work that she's done as a scientist, as a hairdresser, and as an entrepreneur to really pull all of the things that she loves together and then put it together in a brand. So I can appreciate that. And it's definitely a place that I want to get into, not only Trichology, but also in brand and products. So I appreciate you as an entrepreneur, Carrie, with Carrie P and all that, and then to listen to Dr. James speak about her love and her products and her brand and, you know, what she's doing to promote healthy hair.
Absolutely. And Keisha, you said that eloquently. Thank you for that. Michael Hopkins, when you hear all of this, and Michael, you are the one thing that folks know, you are the Vet Talk Radio host on Tuesday mornings, but there's also a little known fact. Michael is also a distributor of Carapy, talking about Carapy. So Michael, let's turn to Carapy Talk this morning and your distributorship. First, we're going to take a commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk about the link between the Vet Talk veterans and hair loss. Because believe it or not, there is a link. And Michael Hopkins is aware of that link, probably the only one in the world who's made that correlation. We'll talk to him about it. Stay with us, everybody. Keisha McAllister, don't go anywhere. We're going to have you to stick around for this last segment on this, and we are excited, and we're going to have you to weigh in on it as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back, folks. We've got some things to get into today, as always, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
I honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because mm-hmm. it's the proximity that has power over them
yeah.
instead of them having power over their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend. But you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
I'm
comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you. And so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business.
Yeah.
Or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does, but Sally's really just being Sally.
Yeah.
So you didn't know Sally
to begin with.
Right. I didn't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I
yeah.
just get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
I hate to break it to you, but the truth is, how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you regardless. They are watching you regardless.